The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, last week, Gracie's mother arrived at the Burns house for an extended visit, and she's made it very clear that she doesn't approve of her son-in-law being in show business. She keeps telling Gracie that she should have married a bricklayer, or a carpenter, or a mechanic,
or a painter, or a plumber. Or an electrician. Someone who'd be useful if anything goes wrong around the house.
Oh, George is pretty handy, Mama. When our radio was broken, George got it fixed with one finger.
One finger?
He went to the phone and dialed the repairman.
There you are. Your husband is a puny, helpless little nincompoop. Why, I'll bet if the light suddenly went out, he wouldn't do a blessed thing.
Well, Mama, we've been married for 15 years.
I mean, he wouldn't know how to fix them. Oh, Gracie, darling, I'd like to go back to San Francisco, but you need someone around here to look after you.
Oh, but Mama, George is a wonderful husband. Even if he isn't show business, he's a good provider.
I don't believe it. How can he earn a living on the radio?
Oh, he makes people laugh.
But on the radio, who can see his face?
They don't have to see him, Mama. He's a fine comedian. Well, George is...
Hello.
Oh, hello, dear.
Well, where have you been? Have you been out shooting pool and gambling?
Of
course you have. Where else would you be? How much did you lose? Everything you had, of course.
I was down...
And now you're home to borrow money from me. I thought it was... Well, now, you're getting the money from me. You're not getting it from me unless you steal it. Would you suit to that? I would. Gracie, are you going to stand by and see your husband steal my money?
I have no
George,
idea.
George, give Mama back her money. I wanted to like you. She doesn't think that you can earn a living as a comedian.
Well, we'll
prove it to her that you can. Make her laugh. Tell her a joke.
Tell her a joke?
Yes. Tell her the joke about the baker who worked night and day because he needed dough.
Tell it? You just...
Go on, show her how you make a living.
But, Gracie, you...
You just... heard what she said. Tell me the joke about the baker who worked all day and night because he needed dough.
A baker worked day and night because he needed dough.
He must have a sideline.
Well, you didn't tell it very well, George. I even had the feeling that I'd heard it before.
It's hard to work without
but
makeup.
That's not his greatest talent, Mama. You should hear him sing.
He sings?
Oh, just like a bird. He's even fooled some of our neighbors into shooting at him with an air rifle.
A pity they missed.
Sing for Mama, George. Open up the blast furnace of your throat and melt her down.
Okay. Here's a song that'll do it. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair. And the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I love the dear fingers so toil-worn for me all.
Joe Bagley, who got me into this. I think I'll go pay him a little visit.
He'll have to be mighty handy around the house before I learn to like that little snook.
Hello, Bill.
George here?
No, he's gone over to see Joe Bagley. Say, Bill.
Huh?
You think you could teach George to be handy around the house?
Well, the little man's not so good, huh?
Oh, Bill, he's dreadful. Last week he tried to repair the vacuum cleaner in the refrigerator.
What happened?
Well, when he put them back together, the vacuum cleaner bag filled up with ice cubes. And every time I opened the refrigerator door, it sucked me in.
Well, maybe I can help, George. I'm awfully handy at tinkering with gadgets.
Really?
Oh, they call me the biggest tinkerer in the neighborhood. I should have said that slower.
Yeah.
Gracie, why the sudden urge to make George a handyman?
Well, because then Mama will go back to San Francisco satisfied that George is a good husband, and everyone will be happy.
Oh, well, it's easy to convince your mother that George can fix things. Now, I'll just slip down in the basement and loosen a fuse and shut off the water valve. Then when your mother says the lights and water don't work, George goes down in the basement, and with a simple twist of the wrist, he's a hero.
Oh, you think he can fix them?
Well, all he has to do is screw in a fuse and turn on a valve. A moron can do that.
Oh, well, then I'm sure George can handle it.
I'll go right down in the basement to turn them off.
Your fault she's here, Bagley.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll think of some way to get rid of your mother-in-law. What does she do that annoys you?
Well, for one thing, she gets in the bathroom first every morning and stays there for hours. My legs are giving up.
Your legs?
It's 5 blocks to the filling station where I shave.
Well, at least they clean your glasses for you.
What was that?
And another thing, she leaves the lights on all night while she reads.
Hey, I've got it. If those are the things she does, we can make her want to leave.
How?
By lousing up your wiring and plumbing so there'll be no lights and water.
Joe, you're a genius.
I know. So I'll get Clara to invite Gracie and her mother here for tea. Then we'll sneak down your basement and rip out all the wires and pipes.
Rip them out? But I won't be able to fix them again.
After the old girl leaves, call a repairman.
Well, okay. I'll meet you down at my basement. So long.
Yeah. Hello, Sam. This is Joe Bagley. How's the plumbing and electrical business? Good. Say, do I still get a 10% commission on jobs I find for you? That's swell. Yeah, I'm lining one up that ought to run about $500.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Ah, there. All the water pipes are down.
Hey, Joe, take it easy. It'll cost me $50 to get those put back.
What's 10% of that?
$5.
We're just getting started, George. Now let's rip out these electric wires.
Hey, Joe, they'll charge me $30 to replace that.
I think 10% of 30? $3. How much do you think it would cost to repair that gas pipe?
But $10.
Well, a buck is a buck.
What's that 10% you're figuring? What is that?
Well, that's a discount I may be able to get you.
Of course, I'm a pro.
Yeah. At Sam's Repair Shop.
Oh.
Sam's, here's the card.
Yeah, I better bring my card, too.
Yeah, now come on, let's rip out the rest of these pipes first.
George, Mother has some news for you. She may be heading back to San Francisco tonight.
That's right.
Oh, it worked already, huh? Oh, boy.
I've only been staying here because I didn't think you were capable of looking after my daughter properly. But now the lights and water and gas have all gone on the blink.
You don't say.
Yes, I do. And now, here's my proposition. If you can prove to me that you're a handyman by fixing everything, I'll pack up and go home.
I have to... Oh, no. No!
Oh, see how anxious he is to get started, Mama? He can't even wait for a hammer. He's beating on the sink with his head.
And it's not doing the sink any good.
Oh, well, don't worry about a thing, Mama. George will go right down to the basement and fix everything.
But, honey...
Come along, dear.
Gracie, I can't fix this stuff. Look at this basement. Gas and water pipes all over the floor. Wires ripped out off the wall. And the hot water heater disconnected.
Oh, boy. When Phil Goodwin turns off a valve, he really turns it.
Huh?
It looks like he chased a girl through here.
Phil Goodwin?
Yes, he turned off the water and lights so you could turn them on and be a hero for Mama.
In the meantime, Joe Bagley and... Oh, well. There's no use crying over spilled milk.
Oh, did he knock that over, too?
I'll never get this plumbing fixed.
Oh, but you've got to. Then Mama will like you. You'll be a plumber and she'll be your friend.
Yeah. But I don't know a gas pipe from a water pipe. And the electrical wiring is down, too.
Well, I'll help you, dear. Remember, it's the only way you can get Mama to go home.
Well, okay. You stand there by the main electric switch, ready to throw it when I tell you. I'll fix this if it's the last thing I do.
Atta boy.
Well, now, let's see. I'll pick up this electric wire. Oh,
I like you when you look so determined. Fox shooting from your eyes, in your ears, and your nose.
Gracie, throw the switch.
Yes, dear.
Well, hurry up. Turn it off.
Well, I can't.